Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's Creating an Impactful Legacy, and I am so happy to be having my guest, Scott Ferguson, with me today. We had a great conversation when he interviewed me, and I thought, you know, we got to do more of this. So anyway, we hope to do more of it as well in the year, new year. But welcome, Scott. Please tell us, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit how you got started doing what you're doing now. I know you're into a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, it's basically about a little bit of my past and upbringing where I went through a lot of stuff and I just don't want to have anybody to feel like they have no one. Yeah. And first of all, thank you for having me here. Thank you so much. I'm so blessed, Pinky. I love your guts. You know that. So again, I'm sorry I didn't put that the first, but no, I went through some crazy stuff in my past. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to put together a platform where I don't want to have anybody to have to go through anything, whether they are injured physically, injured mentally, feel abandonment, mm-hmm. feel suicidal, whatnot. I have a pool of people that I've interviewed that I'm really putting together a program to make sure that they're on, for lack of a better term, standby for business, which allows me to send people business.
Right.
And so I started Time to Shine today. Mm-hmm. And it started as a passion project at first, saying this is going to help people.
Yeah.
And now it's taken on a life of its own.
Right.
To absolutely, we have it in what's called beta, where we're testing the coaching referrals. And we've did over 300,000 in coaching referrals this year. Mm. Meaning people that listen to me said, hey, I want to meet Mary Lynn.
Yeah.
Let me, and then I make a warm introduction to you. Then you coach. I mean, then the way that we do everything for free on our end, and the way we do, we would make back a little bit other than the sponsors we have is, you know, the coaches are refer them business. They pay us a little bit, not a lot, you know, so, but it's just something that's started as a passion project, something close to my heart. And, you know, as our tagline, credo, mission statements, we don't want to have anyone to feel like they have no one.
Right. Yeah. It's really a time to shine for all of us, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
And not allow the light to be dimmed within.
Sure.
You know?
Right. So. And it's funny because I actually own timetoshine.com. And like a dummy, I didn't renew it, the actual URL. And so when I was building it out, I was like, man. And now if you go to timetoshine.com, you'll go to a cleaner in Colorado, the state of Colorado, and they don't even use it. It's a forward to their company.
Right.
So I asked them, you know, can I buy it back? And they're like, yeah, 10 grand. And I'm like, wow. So the biggest blessing ever was adding today onto the end of it, because everything is in the present. Everything is now.
Right.
You know, I find so many people have a leg in the past and a leg in the future and pee on the present. You know what I'm saying? So it's like today. So adding today was a blessing.
Right. Yeah. So it worked out all so much better for you, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like hard at work. When I started it, I registered the name and everything. And then I went through a little bit of transition, and like you, I kind of let it go a bit. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get the name. And it blew into a book. And then I asked them, when you're done with this, you know, URL, can I buy it or whatever? Can I get it back? And because we're kind of, there was a book of a love and kindness. And I thought, well, hey, it goes with what I'm doing. I could sell your book on my website that way.
But right.
They said no. And no then course. After that, it went to a church. And then after the church, it's somebody's using it for something else. And it was really, it's really funny because, you know, just north of me is Sonoma County. And there was another gal, Wendy Gilbert, who also had, her company name was Hard at Work.
Mm.
And she had to add productions onto it to get the name, just like you're saying, yours as a story is today.
Right.
And we're both at the same time battling to get the Hard at Work URL. But, you know,
we've
become good friends. So I had to add online to mine. That's why it's online. And somebody said to me, but you're not online. And I said, well, I will be.
That's right. That's right.
So sometimes things work out for the best.
Right.
And sometimes they don't. You know, it's just
absolutely,
you have to keep looking. So tell us a little bit more about Scott. I know, Scott, you're a realtor.
Yeah.
And besides a podcast, I know your podcast is your passion, but can you tell me a little bit about your regular business as a realtor? How's
well,
that
you know,
working?
Right now I'm about moving into the 90% of coaching and personal development. And I've been a licensed broker, real estate broker since 1999.
Right.
And I love real estate. I own real estate. I advise real estate. I have no problem consulting real estate, you know, because a coach, I coach. I don't consult, you know, because a lot of my clients are, you know, Fortune 100, Fortune 50 people. And I can't, they forgot more about business than I ever will. you know, so I coach them through my Mindset Visionary Breakthrough program, where with real estate, it's kind of like, it's like a high school sweetheart that you keep in touch with. You'll never let go of, but you're just not as passionate about it as much as you were before. Mm-hmm. And when that passion started burning off, what was happening is I was helping other realtors build their business. I was more excited about that.
Right.
It's getting other agents to blow their business up than servicing my own clients. And I live from a point of service. So I was doing them an injustice.
Right.
So that's where the real estate has been with me, and it will continue to always be with me and close to my heart. But coaching, consulting within real estate, podcasting, and in speaking, you know, and I'm about ready to drop my first book. And that's, it's so exciting. And it just, it's such a, I'll be 50 in February. So it's just such a milestone for being at that half century mark. Right. Yeah. I'm a baby. So, but I, it's such a milestone for, and things are, you know, coming together. And it's so funny. Things didn't come together for me till I was in my late 30s to where I actually had an idea, because I was doing everything for me.
Right.
And I was taught when I was younger, pay yourself first. What I didn't realize that you pay yourself first so you can help the masses,
right?
So you take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your checking account, you take care of that so you can help. Well, I was like, pay myself first. I'm just pay my pay. And I never helped anybody. And that's where, you know, I had to learn that lesson. And my, I believe in God, my creator. And he said, listen, man, when we're going to crush the real estate market in 09, and you're going to have to rebuild everything. And I did it. And I did it from a place of service now.
Yeah, I think people overall, it's great. You, yes, you have to pay yourself, and you have to be selfish sometimes, all the time. At the same time, you can still give.
You
just set aside maybe one program, one person, whatever it is your business model is that you give back, or pay it forward, or however you want to work it.
Exactly. I mean, I have my hour of power. It's actually goes to about hour and 45 minutes every morning where I get moving, I get hydrated, and I get lit. And what I mean by get moving, I'm a big trampoliner. I love trampolines. It's so good for the lymphatic system. I get there, you know, and I walk my pit bull, and then I get hydrated with, you know, 33 ounces of water first, right when I wake up. You know, and then I get lit, which I'm lucky and blessed enough to live in South Florida, and you get out in that sun and get there. So that, and then I read and I journal. That takes me about an hour and 45 minutes, and there I'm done. I paid myself.
Right.
Now it's about others, making them shine. And the rest of my day is about it. And, and what's beautiful about it is by doing that, I've made, I don't want to call them connections, because there are a lot of them are friendships, like yourself and people that, you know, I can learn from, and I can pass on my knowledge to, because I'm a big believer, you know, in the plus equals minus formula, where, you know, I search out every day someone that's better than me and learn from them, someone that's equal to me like you and trade with them, and someone that's less than me and teach them. And I make that a point every single day as well. So I live from a place of service, and I'm not some do-gooder. Trust me, I suck some days, but I enjoy life so much in the last 10 years, 11 years. It's just amazing.
So what are some of the biggest give backs, or not maybe from what you've given, but people have given back to you? What are some of the biggest things that you would say that have made a change in your life?
I've had people that have showed up in my life, whether in person, in a book, I've never met them, or, you know, just through my prayer and whatnot. But I've had big things like overlapping my happiness, meaning like if I was to say, hey, Lynn, I'm putting you, you know, first class, you're coming to Florida, we're going to eat some awesome seafood, we're going to hang out for a weekend, we're going to talk some coaching, we're going to help people level up. And you're all stoked. You're like, yeah, I'm going to see Fergie.
Yeah.
But when you get on the plane to go back, I mean, California's not a bad place to go back to, but you're like, man, that ended.
Yeah.
And so even the good things are finite. Yeah. You know, the bad things, you're going through a bad time. It's finite. It's going to end, you know, like, you know, biblically, this too shall pass, whatever. Right.
Right.
Where I overlap my happiness, you know, mentors like, dude, always find yourself, you know, reasons to be happy. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just looking at your dog and smiling or pet your dog's head, you know, it's happiness. So I make my resolutions upon overlapping my happiness, like, you know, New Year's resolutions that I kept every year for the past 8 years is, you know, I'll make someone smile every single day.
Right.
And unless I've hurt you, offended you, stole from you, I could give two flying, you know, what's what you think about me.
Right.
You know, those are the only resolutions that I make. And that's where I've really been passed on to me by a fantastic coach of mine, Sam Mizraka, you know? So, you know, he would tell me, listen, man, do it scared. He would always tell me, do it scared, you know, whatever it is, you know, and an inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Yeah.
By the yard, it's hard. So everything that you're going to get into, right, do it a little bit at a time, but just do something every day towards it. And that's how I treat my clients,
right,
and get them going. So absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd love to hear some of your stories working with clients and their successes they've had from working with you.
You know, I'm a coach and I do things a lot differently. I refer out a lot more business than I actually take in, because I'm not your coach that is like you, when you hang up the phone with me or get off the Zoom with me, your first thing is that asshole. That guy, that MF, because that's my coaching way.
Oh, now, that's your style. That's
my style.
Yeah.
So, but I don't consult, meaning I don't talk to them about their business or what I feel that they should do about their business. I start off every session with, what are we going to talk about today? They bring it to me.
Right.
And then we go with it. And I ask very, very powerful questions. I'm sure I might've asked you one or two questions on your interview that you might not have been asked before.
Right.
And that's where I'm always digging for great questions to ask. So I see the light bulb moment. So for you to ask me what's some highlights, man, I get them a lot. Mm-hmm. I saved a marriage. You know what? I was at dinner and I got a bottle of Dom Perignon dropped off on my table. And they said, that gentleman over there sent it over. And I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And he came over and said, hey, my name's Levi, and you gave me and my wife our sex life back. And wow. So that's, you know, because she was my client. She is if I said her name, you would know who she is.
Right.
And I just took her through questioning and how, and I could see her light bulb. And she's like, she cut the Zoom short. Scott got to go. I don't know what they did after that. Not my business, but it was, you know, that's a highlight. That's a funny one. Anyways, you know, so
it's one that you are not expecting, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was totally surprised. And what do you give me a one? What do you, you know, kind of thing? And I think that's typical response when you're only in service and you're not in this mode of expectation of return.
Right. And this is the funny thing is that I was on a kind of a blind date with a girl and it was going terribly. It was bad. And this guy comes over and says, you did this for me. So the whole rest of the day, me and her, this girl, still friends to this day.
Yeah.
The whole time she's like, call me Dr. Phil and stuff. I'm like, get out of here. But it's fun. Yeah. That's one, I guess, that stands out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for digging that out of me, Mary.
Yeah. I think that's so important. You know, just asking questions, because usually most people already know the answer or they have it inside them, but they just can't get it out. Right.
Right.
So asking the questions helps them release it.
Right. You
know? And, you know, like you were saying, some of it is just trusting the process, whatever that process is that you're getting. Right.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. The process is there. I'm not going to say it's proven or it's trademarked, because everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's hormones are different. Everybody's way of thinking, their upbringing. So that's what I love about it. You know, my good friend Leah Woodford says, get your asking gear.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm ask until I get to it. Now, once I nail it, then I start asking questions that make them flinch, make them think, make them sweat, make them blush. And then we hit that breakthrough. And it's they've did it. I've did nothing but ask questions.
Right.
I don't consult unless it has to do with real estate and residential real estate at that.
Right.
I do not consult. I am a coach.
Right. So how do you define the difference then between your coaching and what a consulting is?
I believe that consulting, if you tell me how to, if I have an agent that comes to me, real estate agent, and he says he's doing some kind of marketing, I'd be like, that's stupid. It's never going to work. You know, I might be an old salt in the business, but I stay up with the times. I'm like, this isn't going to work. I can consult that.
Right.
Now, you know, I have a very high earner that has ran business. I can't consult with him within his business because I don't know his business.
Right.
Coaching is different, where it's a level playing field of getting that light bulb to come on to them and get them through. Because a lot of my clients, Mary Lynn, come from rehab, and it's not just drug and alcohol.
Yeah.
It's a place in South Florida that I'm blessed to be associated with. Mm-hmm. The people that are sent to me, to even go to this treatment center is $75,000 a month with no insurance accepted. Mm-hmm. So the people are of means.
Right.
So they're sent to me for the next level, because they went through therapy. They went through all that. They know that they went through molestation or whatnot. My job is to get them ready for a sense of the world. And I think some of that comes from, I served a long time in the military, lots of deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia. And I came back to the United States. No one was there to transition me.
Right.
So I make it a point right now, twice a month, to help veterans make the transition into real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm also helping these clients that come out of rehab, if you will.
Right.
Whether it could be exhaustion, work too much rehab.
Right.
Some of them are drugs. I don't really get too many hardcore drugs, heroin or anything like that. But, you know, I get the other people. And so, I have a passion for transition, I guess, is another way to say it.
Because we're all in transition, right, but sometimes we get stuck.
Yes. You just need to, you know what, you and I are relatively successful people, and we don't need to be told how to do stuff. You really want to figure it out on your own, but you turn to people that you trust, because you know the people you trust are going to ask you.
Right.
You might not like what they ask you, but it's going to be your idea that you come up with.
Right.
No, I mean, how many times has a friend said, you need to do this, Mary Lynn? You're like, F off, dude. I don't need to do anything. You know what I'm saying? But if they're like, hey, what if this, you know, and all my questions are what, where, you know, how, when, never why questions. Cause I never ask, there's a judgmental, you know, tone to that. Oh, why don't your husband sleep with you? Yeah. Right. You know, or what are you doing wrong for him? I'm kidding. But no, I've been trained by some of the best coaches, and I just absolutely love seeing that light bulb go off, you know, above their head.
Yeah. So with these people that you coach, so what do you make? Do you have suggestions or recommendations you give them to transition into this world in which we live in, or do you ask them, do they just have to figure it out themselves?
Well, we'll figure it out before the sessions end, but they will have figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
They will, again, what you ask there leads into consulting, and I don't do that. And it's like, some people will start saying, what would you do? They'll say that to me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, listen, man, you're paying me X and X amount. Do you mind if we take $1,000 of your time for me to consult you?
Right.
You know, because you asked me to coach you. So I'll get out there every once in a while and do that. But in real estate, I have no problem, dude. I actually call myself a coach sultant in real estate, where I can do that with people.
Right.
But with regards to anything else, you know, I keep it very question oriented. They have their plan of attack, because before the end of our sessions, I ask them, you know, what's your agenda this week, or where are we going to take this to? So they have the plan.
Right.
And as I've gotten a little bit better at this craft, which I will never master, but as I got a little bit better, I'm able to start, for lack of a better term, closing them out the conversation. Right. And I'll throw in a couple of things. Oh, you should probably write that down. Like, that's a suggestion, maybe consulting a little bit, because they say something that just blows my mind.
Right.
Or I'd be like, hey, I'm going to write that down real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I have to write this down, you know, and they, so they have a plan by the time we leave our session. They have a pretty good one set up.
Yeah. Cool. Sounds very interesting. Very vague, but
yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be vague, but my clients are.
Well, I'm not asking you to name them, but you know, you can always give examples of clients that we've helped.
And yeah, I mean, I told you about the one at the dinner table and, you know, I mean, I've have a client right now that's playing in Major League Baseball that I got as a teenager, and he was, you know, went the wrong way with some decisions. And, you know, I just, you know, really just through about five sessions, kind of got him back on board, and he still comes back to me. And I got two Major League Baseball players from him that I coach now on the mindset side, I think.
Right.
To break their slumps and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people. I don't remember them, Mary Lynn, because
You're on to the next person.
I'm on to the next person, and I also have an ego.
Right.
I have a huge one that I've had to get under control. Mm-hmm. And again, if you remember, I was saying, you know, give. Well, I was take. And when I was younger, and I had to squash that. So yeah, it's a victory, and that's awesome. And when I open up their file, I remind them of the victories that we have, but I don't really have anything that's that stays with me too long. It's not so much on to the next, because, you know, I do want to be fired by them, because I want to get them to the point where they don't need me anymore.
Right.
But at the same time, it's, you know, we find success in probably almost every one of our sessions.
So do you like working people one-on-one or a group?
I am 90% one-on-one. I will, speaking obviously is in front of people, a lot of people. I'm on a speaking circuit right now. This month in December, we're what, 8 days in, I've spoke 6 times. But coaching, to answer your question, is almost all one-on-one. Sometimes I'll have a partnership at a company that, you know, they want to work through some things without therapy. Coaching. So yeah, it's almost all one-to-one. Yeah.
Right. So you were mentioning that you've got a book coming out and you want to do more speaking gigs. So what kind of speaking gigs are you looking for?
Well, I'm on a pretty solid schedule right now with Visionary Breakthrough. Real estate companies fly me everywhere. That's open right now in the United States. It's, so I do a lot of the Southern, whatnot, you know, between Florida, Alabama, you know, Atlanta, Georgia, Memphis, Nashville, whatever. I do a lot with that. So I'm not looking, so much right now, not to say, oh, I won't do anything, but I'm just not actively prospecting and looking, but, I get picked up by a lot of real estate companies, you know, and just to come in and speak to them, and get them, you know, I call them my juice up sessions, or get them juiced up, just have some fun and realize that the business is about the people you're serving and not about you.
Right.
You know, people can smell your hunting commissions from a mile away. But yeah, it's fun. I love speaking. George Henley is my speaking coach. I have to give him a shout out. You know, we worked together in person, but then during COVID and stuff, he helped me out, and whether it be on camera and in whatnot, putting on presentations. So yeah, I love it. I just love it, because I get to level people up.
Right. You get to juice them up and love them.
Juice them up. Yep.
juice them up, love them, and leave them.
See ya. Bye now. Leave money on the table.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm trying to apply at all.
Can't take life too seriously. You'll never make it out alive. That's what I always say. Can't joke about things. Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, that's laughter got me through some of the roughest military training ever. And it bonded me and all my guys on my team. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be the instructors in our face, getting us ready to go to war in Iraq. And laughter got us everywhere. So I've never stopped.
Yeah. It's a very key point that you brought up, is because, mm-hmm. you know, I've never been to war. I've never fought a war, but, mm-hmm. You know, I've never been in the military, but at the same time, it's a very key mention to say, mm-hmm. you know, okay, even the worst of worst, we can always find something to smile about or laugh about. Right.
You can pull from a well of happiness anytime. That well's deep. It's your choice not to make that well deep.
Right.
I tell my clients that all the time. It's your choice you're making right now. Right. You understand that, right? That's a question that I ask them. They're like, yeah, you know, okay, well, the well's deep for happiness. It's there.
Yeah.
You know, so many people right now, this is a time for happiness, mm-hmm. and it's a time where it should be spread. And again, I pulled that stupid quote, you know, out of a movie from 2000 when Ryan Reynolds wasn't even Ryan Reynolds then, the actor, you know, where he said, don't take life too seriously. You'll never make it out alive. Mm-hmm. We're all dying. We're all born with a death sentence.
Right.
I don't understand people that aren't happy, but I'm never going to judge them. I don't know what's happened in their life.
Right.
And I'm here. They want somebody just to, you know, nibble on their ear and then listen to it and whatnot. But, you know, I don't take too much seriously. You know, I just don't. And my friends know that. I'm not self-deprecating. I don't put myself down, but I just don't. I go through life fun, because this conversation right now is fun to me. And I know at, you know, 3:30 Eastern time tomorrow, I'm going to be like 24 hours. I made a great memory.
Yeah.
24 hours ago, you know, so why not make memories, man?
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Make good memories.
Yeah. Yeah. And have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As you were talking, I know I need to quit saying this, but we're all dying to get out. So
we are
happier in between.
Yeah.
In between the birth time and the death time.
Absolutely. Have fun, man. Yeah. And reach your potential if you so choose to. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, don't pee on everybody else's parade if you don't choose to do it.
Right.
You know, because everybody has it in them. You know, of course I'm a veteran and I still believe, and I've been to war torn places. I've been to Somalia. I see how people live.
Right.
And we still live in the best country in the world. Right. Period. No matter what you think or what is out there and showing to us, we live in the best country in the world. And it's your decision to sin and not go to the next level. And I don't mean sin in a religious context.
Yeah.
So anybody out there, sin is the Greek word. It comes from the Greek origin of sinny, which means missing the mark.
Right.
People. So if you're not leveling up your life to the best of your ability, mm-hmm. and helping as many people as you can, you're sinning.
Yeah.
So bottom line, you're missing the mark in life. You have to.
You're not being in service because you're so ego attached to the outcome and what you're doing and what you're not doing.
Right. And service could mean just as little as mentoring, mm-hmm. you know, mentoring your children, mentoring, you know, a child that comes from a broken family and they're over your house. So mentoring at school, you know, my mentor said that, you know, the more you mentor, the more immortal you become. Mm. And it's true, because you pass it down. I've mentored kids since 2007. And now they're in their 30s.
Right.
And they're like, bro, Fergie, I remember what you said to me. And that makes me feel so good. That's immortal, man. Because they're going to pass that on to somebody else.
Right.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah. It's all about paying it forward, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any final words you want to share with everybody?
You know, just give until it hurts so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I absolutely love what I do, and I feel that I am planting the seeds to trees now, mm-hmm. that I will never sit in the shade of. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to do so much now that I'll be dead and gone and remembered that way.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, Fergie did this. Yeah, he started this. This is it. And it's not from an egotistical standpoint, but I know I paid it forward so much that it just keeps going for generations and generations.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Sort of what you're saying is that's your legacy of which you wish to leave behind. Is
absolutely. Absolutely.
The legacy of which you want to leave behind, and you want people to keep pick it up and carry it on.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And it's going to change and evolve.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine, but at least, you know, this is the thing. One of my books I'm writing, it's called Regurgitation. That's the name of the book. And it's either Regurgitation or Regurgitated, because like you say, Tony Robbins, probably arguably one of the best motivator speakers in the world, in our generation. But yeah. He learned most of his stuff from Jim Rohn. And mm-hmm. Jim Rohn learned it from Earl Nightingale, who learned it from Wallace Wattles.
Right.
Or Napoleon Hill, back to Wallace Wattles, back to Seneca and Aristotle and Plato. So everything's paid forward. It's just evolved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's it, there. I'm just paying for what I've gotten in my own way of humor and fun and don't give a, you know what, about anything, you know, as long as you don't mess with my family, my friends, my money, you know, that I've earned, then I'm good. You know, nothing's going to really faze me, you know?
Yeah. So cool. So cool. So Scott, it's been such a great conversation.
It's awesome.
And we'll have to do it again soon.
Yeah. We're going to be collaborating in 2022 and you know, so we'll get together and we're going to get you put into our system of collaboration at Time to Shine today. And it's just going to be a lot of fun to have you on board as one of our preferred referral partners.
Okay, great. I look forward to that.
Me too.
And having more fun. So I'm going to end the call by just saying, please be kind to each other, because that's all we've got. And please pay it forward. Like Scott says, just keep giving and giving, and don't worry about your ego. Put that aside and look forward to more conversations with Scott, because he's a wonderful guy. And you'll find Scott at podcast.heartatworkonline.org. And of course, he'll be on LinkedIn and everywhere else that we share the show with. So Scott, thank you so much for being my guest. I so appreciate you. And I love how you just really just pay it forward. And like you say, juice people up.
Juice them up. Level them up. Thank you so much. It's 100% my pleasure. And I love your guts. Mary Lynn. Okay. Thank you so much, honey.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye-bye.